Showtime, star time. Yeah, it's a www.caribbeanradioshow.com. We got it good to go. Dr. F, let them know so the girls them love it nice and mellow. Selfish show. Hey, you live the life you love. You love the life you live. Any music you want, Dr. F will give. Ooh-wee. Greetings, Dr. F brings. From Jack to all rock and busting, ooh, rocking and swing. Greetings, Dr. F brings. From Jack, both ya to all Caribbean lover, ooh, for all the diamonds and the money and pearls. Dr. F, he's playing reggae around the world. No matter what the price, where music is nice, all the listeners remember of it tonight. Well, oh, greetings, Dr. F brings from Jack to all rock and muffin. Ooh, ooh, greetings, Dr. F brings. From Jamaica to all ragamuffin, ooh-wee. Yes, most definitely we got it like that. It's www.caribbeanradioshow with Dr. F. Selfish show, the girls still love it so. Keep it nice and mellow. Yeah, this is our friend, to pick up yourself, Dr. F. Give it to them, set speed.
Half bites, wonderful. You know, always kind of get a kick out of that. Thank you so much. Wonderful. Good evening to you. And it's Sunday evening on my side of the world. And of course, you know, I am overly excited because you know who is going to be in the house tonight. The seven-star general, the most precocious a human person in Jamaica, I think. Some of you may think otherwise, and I just can't understand why you wouldn't be in sync with truth and facts. And I'm always excited. I'm always a little bit, you know what I mean, getting, when the seven-star general is in the house, I want to say thank you so much for joining me, Apple Pie and Guest 5132. The chat room is open. I know some of you still have problem with the chat room over on this side. I had a major problem. It took me about, 5 minutes to get here, but good enough I got here. We have a some guests line up for the show. And of course, you know, this is a big moment when the general is in the house. There are a lot of things, a lot of arrangement has to be made in the studios. There are big arrangement. We have to rearrange. We have to get security. We have to get the green room especially prepared. So we have all the folks that we can think about since last week rearranging everything for the general to come in. And, you know, he takes his entourage, and we have to also prepare for that as well. And everything has to be spotlessly white and totally in order because the general deserves that much. That much. So, I mean, forgive us if we're a little bit tardy and stuff, but we have to make sure we extend our green carpet, our white carpet, and he doesn't do anything other than the white carpet. So we have to have those properly prepared. As a matter of fact, we had to get some new carpet done just for this occasion. So hence, we have all of this rush. But, I mean, we are going to be standing by in a few minutes, maybe in the next half an hour or so for the general to come in. In the meantime, please prepare 661-467-2407. 661-467-2407. I know a lot of persons would like to get the opportunity, the rare opportunity, to speak with the general. And you can call us on that line. We are going to be very, very busy this evening. So just be a little bit patient. 661-467-2407. Want to say big love before I get off to my hero man, Mr. Ruler Brown. Yes, Mr. Ruler Brown. And happy 40th anniversary in the music business. We want to big you up for all of the great works that you have been doing with Palace, www.palas.one.org. That's www.palas1.org. And coming up on the 17th, we have our major board meeting where we will kind of give an overview and get our campaign on for the school year 2013. So look out for our big campaign slogan coming up just a little bit, maybe the 18th, right about the 18th, or just the wee morning of the 18th for the big campaign coming up. www.palas1.org. We're reaching out to all the kids in Jamaica and giving them a little bit more hope, a little bit more hope through our scholarship. www.palas1.org. And also remember, I sent Simone, the Mama Warrior, coming up on December 21st, the big Trench Town Music Rock Festival that is going to be coming up on December 21st. 2 years ago, 2010, they had the one of the biggest festival in the city. Over 12 to 15,000 people was in attendance. Huge success for the first year. Now they're embarking on the second year. The reason why a year was skipped was because of the election. And you know how sometimes we can get a little funny around that time. And since it's December time, the years were kind of passed over a little. But now they're getting back into gear. December 21st, big major festival right there between 6th and 7th Street in Trench Town. There are artists that, big time artists, are going to be over 70 artists who's going to be on the show. There's still time enough for you to send in your application, so to know if you'll be accepted, so you can send it here. Give us some inquiry here at CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com. That's CaribbeanRadioShow@gmail.com, and we will pass the information on. I sent Samal and the Mama Warriors. You know, we're working towards getting an IT center in Trench Town. We got one computer already. Two other computers are promised. Hopefully that we will get them before the end of the month, so at least we have three computers to start. Thinking of getting all paperwork together and breaking ground in early 2013. Come on, guys. Breathe with me on this one. This is going to be a major project, and we want you all to get in on this one. We have CDs that is totally donated by the Mama Warriors. I sent some on the Mama Warriors. They are When Words Come to Light. That's the title of the CD. Just $20 for your donation. And if you do that, and I'm sure you will, you'll have a little, your name on the gift room, in the gift room, to say you made a contribution to this massive, massive undertaking that we're about to do, come breaking grounds in 2013. In the meantime, the kids can't wait for computer. So for those of you who would like to donate a computer on, you know, in, you have a loved one, in memory of a loved one, or some, you know, some wonderful name or some cause, you can always do that. You can always do that. And we will definitely honor you. And the kids would definitely thank you for that. All right. So getting all set up for the occasion here. We're going to have Mama calling in. Mama Star Girl Sus. She's going to be in as a co-host this evening. And we're going to have a great time. Okay. In a couple of minutes, we are going to be starting our little chit-chat. Give us a call, 661-467-2407, 661-467-2407. And let's try and get a queue up here a little bit and get things a little bit sorted out and be on our way in a few minutes or so. Having the big show tomorrow as usual, and on a Monday we'll have the big doc in the house and giving a little bit of an insight in what we call some of the Bible teachings. We're going to be looking at that, or as we do look at that, every Monday from 8 to 11 p.m. You can call in and, you know, give us your feedback on that as well. While we get our board here sorted out, takes a little bit sometimes, but just kind of bear with us. The extra workload here is usually a little bit much for the staff, so bear with us here a little bit. When the general comes to town, it is just more than the usual, the Norman. All right, so I want to take a big song from the I Sense Them All and the Mama Warrior. You know, one of the greatest groups that comes out of Trenchtown. Maybe you've not heard as much about them, but we will be featuring them here on the Caribbean Radio Show a lot, because they do a lot for the children in Trenchtown. I Sense Them All, the Mama Warrior.
The blessings of Jah make it rich and have no sorrow to it.
Rest up, jump up, and now we can eat. good past. Right now, under the divinity of His imperial majesty, them and them evil philosophy, them and them evil mentality, them and them evil ideology. Right now, we know how weak them are. We can move, have to groove with this little move. Open your eyes and see.
Hey.
My people, I know you will all agree. My people in Asia, my people in Europe, Africa, our land, so beautiful, so pretty to me. Can't touch, have to move with this little groove. It make up, it fill up, you will see. Oh, my people, open your eyes because of we, them are free. From we are baby. Right now, turn adults, you will see. Mama, family, we spread all over the globe. You will see. Jam test, jam vex. Have to love this family. If now we, hey, open your eyes and you will all agree. From we are baby. Conceive now, mother, you will see. Right now, under His Imperial Majesty Divinity, Emperor Haile Selassie. Open up your eyes, my people. I know you will all agree. Can't take your blessings from we. Them can know that it rests up. Dwell up. Now we can't take your blessings from we. You can know that it breaks up. Jumbo, now we His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie.
Yes, Mama, good evening. Good evening.
Good evening, good evening. I think Marcus is happy to hear your voice. He's listening to the music, and I tell you, he love it. It just take over his little soul, I tell you.
Oh, my
God.
It's the more music can do that to even the best.
Yes.
Come on. So that is joy. That is joy.
How are you this evening? How are you?
Hey, hold on. When the Seven Star General is in town, I am to the limit.
I see. You are excited.
Oh, my God. I am always like my head. And I think the baby boy there is just as excited as I am.
I think so. He's listening to the program on the computer. And he just jumps up and down, just up and down.
Oh, boy. Oh. I'm telling you, Caribbean radio show, the Nothing Station does it.
Yes.
My sister, I know you have your big news to get on, so get on with your show. Get on with your show.
Well, definitely it was a dark cloud over the dance hall this week or this weekend. We lost, you know, one of our dance hall soldiers, Captain Barkey, was gunned down outside of a motel in the Bronx Saturday morning, early Saturday morning. And the developments are coming in that it was the husband of the woman, you know, that he was seeing. He was a very, very jealous man, and she had restraining orders against him and everything. And the way the witnesses are accounting it, is he came out the bushes. He was hiding in the bushes waiting for them to come out and let off about 2 rounds of bullets.
Oh.
Just shooting. So, I mean, it's a dark cloud over the dance hall right now, because anybody who knows Captain Barkey was a happy soul. You know, Captain Barkey and Wicked Man brought a lot of comedy to the dance hall.
Wow, wow.
So, yeah, we're mourning him right now. So, yeah. But in some other good news, Usain Bolt has yet acquired another title. Yes, we can say, yes, he's acquired another title, which I am so excited about. He was named the Honorary Director of Excitement for Nissan. Yes. And he's been issued his own car, and they're going to produce these cars for other people who want it as well. And it's called the Bolt Edition. And the inside has gold trim. Can you imagine? Real gold.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yes.
Have you put your order in for one of those?
No. No. I'm sorry. I'm happy with a Ford or something like that.
You're just happy with a real car.
I'm happy. But I'm very, very happy for him because he's representing Jamaica to the fullest. So I'm excited about that. Then we have news on Buju, which is good for all the Buju fans out there. It's a little bit of hope, you know, for all the people out there who are wishing for him to be released. You know, as a juror, there's certain guidelines that you're supposed to follow. And one of them are not going home and investigating anything about the person that you're on, you know, the jury for. And it was a lady who was doing that. She was going home and doing her own investigation into the case. So because of that, the lawyers have went to the judge to issue a mistrial.
Wow.
So, yeah, right? Exciting. It's exciting, really, because it shows that people are staying current with the case. You know? Because there's a lot of people who go to jail and people forget about them.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Buju, I mean, it was like, you know, kind of mixed in some area. But he has, in a matter of principle, there are a lot mm-hmm. of folks who are looking at this as a principle or, you know, as a mandate against, you know, a country and a certain set mm-hmm. of people and how mm-hmm. they, and not only that, how government acquire information. I mean, it has nothing to do with whether somebody is guilty or not. That there are procedures to be followed, and we're looking mm-hmm. at whether or not those procedures were followed in to the law. And mm-hmm. here you are in cases. If you have a sequestered juror and she goes out and watch TV when she's told not to, or do other mm-hmm. things she's told not to, then therefore we have a big mistrial thing looking over.
Yeah.
And this is what we're looking at.
Yeah, and I don't know if you were aware, but three of the jurors were going to clear him on the gun, on the questionable gun charge.
Wow.
Yeah. Three of the members, and she was the fourth member that was against it. So she said she was quite happy when the judge threw it out. But the fact that she went and did her own investigation on Buju and the trial is putting a little, you know, damper on the verdict, because it's like, you know, you had information that you weren't supposed to have.
You see what, this is where a lot of mistrial coming, because as a juror sometimes, this is why you're sequestered a lot of times in high-profile cases like this, because the information you're getting out there is something mm-hmm. we're human being, and it is going to sway you sometimes one way or the other. And it is a way of making sure that you don't have people out there who are bellowing out certain information that is not presented in the jury. And those information on the outside is going to really skew you one way or the other when you hear evidence inside the courthouse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
the sequestering of yours. And if you're going to break the law like that, come on. Come on.
Yeah, definitely. So it is interesting. Following the whole trial is very interesting because, you know, it's good that he's getting a chance and he has a legal team that are out there still fighting for him. So it's definitely a good look.
Absolutely. Big up, Miss Cash, because I know you're one of the battle lady out there. I don't know, battle soldier, battle lady out there. I know that it's man. So I know that should make you really feel good. I hope you're listening into the program. I know when the big general is here, you're always on your pins and needles too. But I know for different reasons.
Definitely. I sent out a blast about the interview and about him coming on the show, and I tell you the amount of people who answered to it and said, ask him this, ask her to ask him this, is like crazy because, you know, L.A. Lewis is I wouldn't say a character, but he is a featured artist out of Jamaica. You understand? So enough people out there are listening, and they want to know what he has to say.
Oh,
even if he come on a show and he only say one word. You understand? They want to hear that one word. So it's definitely exciting. Definitely, definitely.
I mean, it's always a ripped down kind of, and you know, we here at Caribbean Radio Show, in our whole, we have to get a tow, we have to bring in temporary staff in order to redo our green room. It has to be purely white. There are things that we have to have for the general and his entourage. We have to get that done because we have to pay our due respect. This is the only 7-star general in the entire world. And Bowl is the fastest man in the world coming out of the stables of Jamaica. We have the only 7-star general coming from Jamaica as well. So we have to do the honors to make sure that everything is totally, totally intact for him when he gets here.
Yes, definitely. So I know a lot of people are tuned in all around the world. So definitely I'm here. I am here, I am here, I am here. I'm listening.
All right, and we are just so pumped up for that. What else do you have in the news? I mean, okay, let's talk a little bit about Bold. Let's talk a little bit about Bold.
Uh-huh.
Here is a young man, just 26 years old. And
26.
26 years old.
Uh-huh.
In so much. In terms of being an ambassador, we hope we don't put too much strain on him. He's just a baby almost. Getting out of that cocoon, not because he can run fast in terms of development and choices. When you have the whole world looking at you and everything presented to you on a platter, we as people, we usually hold them up to the highest esteem, and we don't think they're human people that has, you know, the human things of making mistakes. And a lot of times I am just so a little bit scared, if I may say that, that maybe he's going to shift in a way and we're not going to be as forgiving as we are. We put him up on the ladder because we know we're a people like that. We cut them down as much as...
Well, I mean, I know that he is definitely excited to be a Jamaican and he loves representing for the Jamaica culture. So... I mean, I know that he understands and he understands the weight that we put on his shoulders is because he's a great person. You know, I mean, he set world records twice. So, but you have to think about it also. It's not just Jamaica, it's the world.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And this is the truth though. You have folks all over the entire world that this young man have lifted their spirit. We hone him in Jamaica, at least, you know, well, and we kind of lend him somewhat to Mr. Neeson and all the things that he advertised, you know, for his, you know, for the monetary thing and all of those things. But he lifts up the spirit. When we're talking about the spirit, the human spirit, it's not really a Jamaican as such, but he's a world class athlete, and the world holds on to him because the world sees sportsmanship in this young man. Now listen to me. Do you know how Olympics, they're stoic? Listen, Bolt has bring, we have other athletes that have really kind of stirred up a little bit the Olympic games a little bit sometimes. But Bolt has bring another kind of sportsmanship to the game. A lot of people didn't like it at first because, you know, they call his little Bolting move or show Bolting. Till this young man has kept what he believes in, and the Jamaican spirit of not being blocked into any wall, but soaring outside of the four walls that everybody probably operate out of. We have Prince. I mean, who else? The Queen, you know, if she had enough, she would go too. I know our president here definitely will do a vote. And this is the whole thing of real sportsmanship, changing the game. And a Jamaican, big little Jamaican, has done that in many ways, and we're proud of him.
And another thing that I wanted to bring up to you, I didn't get a chance, after the conversation that we had about 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about people standing up for all of the rape issues with the little kids and the women, there was a group of actors that got together and made a little commercial about it, and they stood up, and it was really, really good. It was actors getting together saying, you know, what if it was your mother? What if it was your father? We need to stand. Did you see it?
Yes.
I just love it. I love it. It's a good step in the right direction.
And also we had Caribbean radio show. I had the gift from Mr. Barry Micron in Japan. He made a song. He did, and I tried to get it on in a minute or so. He did give a gift of a song to Caribbean Radio Show. What we were doing and bringing out all of this and mentioning our name and all of those good things. And I definitely want to, I definitely would like to play it in the meantime. But this is what we were talking about, and I was so happy to see that. Thanks to Ms. Cash, who had made a post, several posting of it. It was so well done. And these, what I love, these were young men who out, and this is what we want to see. I personally think that this would be more effective if we have more men coming out and really vocalizing this and seriously coming out, like these four young men on, I think it was four young men in the video, and really say that. And I congratulate them and really big them up a lot.
Yeah, definitely. I really, really agree with that. That's a really big concern right now for me. Any news that I'm bringing, wherever I do it, I have to mention that. I have to, because I can't say one thing and do another. You know, we talked about that. We have to stay proactive in the campaign that we're trying to bring across.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean, since we had that program, RSS feed that feeds just those particular instances that I don't miss them at all. And we have several children that are being missing since we did that program, and we had some great sales as well. So although we had that big Black Friday in Jamaica where a lot of folks get out and march, what we need to do, we have to be consistent. We have to be more vigilant, because just one blow up and everybody comes out, and then it all dies out until something horrific happens again, is not good enough. It's absolutely not good enough. Let us listen to Barry Micron. He's a Jamaican living in Japan, and he sent us this song. Let's take a listen, will we?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
This one is going out to all those wicked vampires who raping and molesting the little children. Caribbean Radio, turn it up!
I will forgive a man who steals because he's hungry. I will forgive a man who lies to come out of trouble. I will forgive a man who takes a life to save his own. But a rape and a child molester, condemn, no mercy for them, condemn, seven times out of fire on them, for your condemn, no mercy for them, condemn, from the other world, condemn, for your. Yesterday you heard the news on the radio. 10 men raped a 16-year-old and a 40-year-old molesting a 3-year-old. Oh my God, why them hearts so cold? Condemn, no mercy for them, condemn, 7 times out of fire on them. Boy, condemn, no mercy for them, condemn. They too good for them, boy, boy. They don't remember they a woman is them mother. Them no have no love for them sister. That fuck and love them wife and daughter. Why them do it to another? And them. No mercy for them, condemn. 7 times out of fire on them, for your condemn. No mercy for them, condemn. Thunder the other world, condemn. For your the same way, yeah. Oh yeah, now. A man who steals because he's hungry. I will forgive a man who lies to come out of trouble. I will forgive a man who takes a life to save his own. But a rape and a child molester, condemn, no mercy for them, condemn, 7 times out of fire on them, for your. Condemn, no mercy for them, condemn, from the other world, condemn. Condemn, no mercy for them, condemn, come, make me step on them, oh Lord, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, man, this one is recorded at Black On Studio. Jaja Louis, engineer. I'm on Barry Micron. Yeah, man, a reality. Condemn. 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 Rastafari.
Yes, well, thank you so much, Mr. Barry Micron. And that just happened just after we did the show. He went and recorded that one for us. And we just did a video on it, and it's going around nicely. So thank you. You know, we have a lot of musicians who definitely care about the cause. And don't turn off your mic. Turn it up. And these are the some of the musicians who are turning up their mic, and we need to get more of their mics up and blasting. Turn up the boxes, because somebody is not getting the message, And this is very, very important because we cannot build a generation with these kind of moral decay. This is absolutely something we can't deal with. When our women and children are not protected, we don't have a nation. We don't have a nation. And I think there is... And you know what? We continue to keep our mouth closed, turn an eye, because for some people it's just a little sex. It's really nothing to really open up our mouths about. Nothing is taken away. It's still there. And I think that some folks really do not understand the crush of humanity, the pressure and the emptiness. A young and boy, once upon a time, we didn't have to fear little boys, but now it's fair game for all kids. I mean, and that's really scary, really scary. Let's see. Want to say big, big love. Hey, Mom, are you there? I think probably you're not.
I'm here.
Okay. Yes. So what else is in the news?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
What else do we have in the news here? Let's talk a little bit about the tragedy that just went on here. We talked a little bit ago. Here is so much of our musicians, though, just lose their lives like this. And it is just such a loss. You know, this is some private matter, it seems, dear. But some of our great musicians just meet some untimely end. Let's say untimely, and it is mournful.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, this situation is very, very. It's heartening because it could have been avoided. I mean, we could always say coulda, woulda, woulda. You understand, but, I mean, the simple fact that he was killed in such of a manner, I mean, that they both were, you know, it takes nothing away from her because she was killed as well. But it just, I mean, the fact that 20 bullets were fired, the fact that it's just crazy, you know, I mean, it's a sad story, you know, to lose anyone in that manner, even if it wasn't an artist. You know, that I know, if it was, you know, a regular person on the street, it's senseless. You know, it's just senseless. If you are in a situation where you're not happy, I mean, it doesn't make sense to take someone else's life. Just, you know, go about your business. There's enough other things out there that you could do that could suffice the pain that you're feeling. You know, there's plenty of other things out there that you could do instead of taking a father away from his child, a mother away from her child, you know, a mother's son, a mother's daughter. It's just so much things that you have to think about.
Let's say this is not the first time these things happen. Well, I mean,
no.
Why are we to that point? If I can't get you, I mean, then nobody else can. When we have over what, 7 billion people, 6 point something billion, at least I can safely say 6 billion people. I mean, on Earth, you mean to tell me that you have to destroy an entire generation, just because? What is happening here? Is it because hate or I don't understand. Well, this crime of passion is a very difficult thing to really understand. But what can we do to avoid something like this? Because a lot of us sometime or in the mood, you know, somebody else's husband, so to speak. Husband is over there, but you darn love this person, and there is just some part of you sometimes that cannot let it go.
But what also is, I mean, not to make light of it, I mean, he is known for his song Bun for Bun. Yeah, I understand he sung songs like that about giving people bun, getting bun, you know, those kind of things. So, I mean, it kind of looks like you know how people say you live by the gun, you die by the gun?
Yeah.
Over. So, I mean, I'm not saying that that what he sings is what he lived, but, I mean, he was known for that. You know, so we can't really say what he could have done in order to change it. It's just, I mean, it's Jah's will. That's the only way we can really look at it. Because if we keep saying, oh, what if he didn't do this? What if he did that? Because that's what a lot of people are doing, which I'm not really happy about. People are coming out saying, I warned him. Okay, let him mourn. You know, let him deal with his afterlife. We can't deal with it for him.
But there are a lot of people out there too like that. I mean, do you see what is it? Do people own people that if they're not going to be with them, you know, we should take this posture, even though you have children who are going to be left behind? And why do people get into that space where, I mean, they can't stand to see their and though they're not living a good life together?
I would say weak-mindedness. You know, everybody's not strong. And then also, you know, Caribbean culture is known for having wifey and matey. It's just what a lot of Caribbean people are used to growing up. But you have to realize when you come to America, which is a different total civilization, it's a different place. Everybody doesn't have that same mindset or can take it. Everybody can't handle it.
Wow.
I guess Marcus agrees with me.
So much so he has to yell it out. But we have, you know, sometimes, let's take a closer look, though. Sometimes a lot of the musicians, though, they can use this platform to do whatever, to say whatever, and...
Goodness, this is a whole nother show. It's a whole nother show because, like you said, a lot of artists, they're known for trying to woo. They use their artist's name in order to get women, and it's not also their fault. We can't just put it on them because if they didn't get it from the woman before, they wouldn't keep looking for it from the woman that they're with now or they're trying to be with. So we can't really put everything on them because what can you say? It's society. Is it a society issue we should be asking, or is it just reggae dancehall artists? Because, I mean, reggae dancehall artists are known for that. They're known for having their woman a yard. They're known for having their matey a road. And they're known for having, you know, different women, whatever country they go, but they're known for.
I mean, do you think, there's any musician listening, learning a lesson? Is that any, I am going to kind of change up my ways a little bit? Do you think that sends a message out to them so they get a little bit cautious, you think?
I would hope so because, I mean, the simple fact that the man followed them, he followed them to the hotel, was waiting in the bush. The witnesses said that he was pacing back and forth. You understand? So, but they didn't know what was going to happen in order, you know, to let them know. But the simple fact that he basically was through at that moment. You understand there was no going backwards because he already had the gun. He was able to reload the gun. So he was out there for a reason. So, I mean, I hope that the artists take this tragic loss and look within themselves and say, okay, maybe I need to calm down because it is a problem.
Tell me something
now, because this looked like this was staged. How the heck he knew? They haven't been around for a while. Did he say, well, he knew that this guy was in town, and once he's in town, if he's in town, I've got to have my tentacles out because I know some connection he's going to make. I'm going to watch her.
Well, according to witnesses and people close to them, it was said that she and him were separated. The woman and the husband were separated because of his jealousy and the problems that he had. And she was seeing Captain Barkey for, I think, about 18 months to where she even went on the road with him. So it wasn't that they just met up that day. They had been going with each other for a little while. But I guess. And then it said something about because she didn't marry him. You know, a whole bunch of stuff come in it. But basically, they had been dealing with each other for a minute. But he was warned to stay away from her because she was married. So, but you have to also understand, which I know you know, there's certain laws and vows that you take when you're married. You understand? And when you take another man's wife, that's the crosses that you're taking from him. So no matter what, it was wrong. No matter if they're separated or what, she's still married. It's not like they were divorced.
Listen, I'm getting some feedback here on Facebook. The reason I'd ask the question, how comes he knew that he was in town to have all of this, since I'm sure that she's not going to sit down and tell him, say, hey, my man is in town and I'm going to meet him at X Hotel. I understand.
He was following them. She had a restraining order against him. She had a restraining order against him, but he was following them. But here's the thing. This is alleged. Let me say that. This is alleged that he was a promoter for an event that he just finished, maybe attending. The guy was a promoter that's still at large, according to today, that he's still at large. But they know who he is. They have his picture up. And they know his name, but he's a promoter, so he's in the business. But he was following and stalking her.
Okay. What I'm getting here from F-Book is that he put a GPS on our phone.
But hey, that's people. I've seen people do that.
But how can you put a GPS on somebody's phone if you don't have
access? You can take, there's iPhones and stuff like that. They have a locator in them. So he could have cracked into her phone and done it when she probably wasn't paying attention. Who knows? They could have been sharing the same cell phone bill because they're supposedly together. So we really don't know, but it is possible. I've seen it done.
Okay, so you're saying that they have been living together under this tumultuous condition, but they weren't together?
They were seeing each other. Well, you know what we say. They were there with each other. You understand? Like, they were dealing with each other. When he come to town, whenever they could meet each other, they were dealing with each other. But she was separated from the estranged husband, boyfriend. I don't even understand that part yet. If they were married or if they were getting married, but they were together, but separated. She had a restraining order on him because he was following her, yelling at her, arguing with her. But she was seeing the artist known as Captain Barkey for about 18 months. This is what friends close to them were saying.
Couldn't she have just totally leave the marital home? Rather than, being sitting there and
outright
seeing somebody.
They weren't living together. He was stalking her. Any woman who's been in an abusive relationship or in a type of relationship like that could probably understand that even more. You could leave the person, but they not understand or overstand that you left them. There's men out there who are weak-minded to that, and he seems to be one of those people who were weak-minded to it. But at the same time, they were in a relationship they shouldn't have been in at the same time, you see? Because he's married, just like I said, there's artists that have their woman a yard and have their woman on the road. But that's normal to us. which is crazy, but it's normal.
Well,
you know, so he had his woman in Jamaica. He's married. Yes, he's married with children, and she supposedly was married. So they shouldn't have been in that relationship in the first place.
But we in Jamaica, I mean, you live in a village, and Miss so-and-so have one picnic fee. Jan also have trailer baby mother up the road. And them
exactly.
Walk past each other. But some of them, I mean, hey, Miss Maud, or hey, so-and-so. And they live, they cohabitate. They don't necessarily, as a matter of fact, most of the time they get together and, you know, against the man. Rather than the other way around.
Yeah, that's why I said the mindset of Caribbean men are different from the mindset of American men, just like the mindset of a Caribbean woman is different from an American woman. It's certain things that we'll take that they won't take. It's certain things that they'll take that we won't take. So it's basically, I guess you could say it's society or it's just the mindset of the person.
Oh, my gosh. Is, darling, let's kind of pull it up here a little bit into my corner. Is this vagina power here working out?
I was trying to listen, I was trying to stay away from that. I was trying to stay away from that because, honestly, when I heard it, I was like, listen, there's no, I'm going to say something. There's no something that can make somebody go so mad. You understand? So it had to be something else because there's how many, I mean, it's changed from the last statistic that I heard, but it was like, what, 7 women to 1 man? I know it's changed a lot since then. That was years ago. So there is a lot of women out there and there's all kind of shapes and sizes and feels and depths and all kinds of stuff out there. So to me, he had to be very weak-minded. And yet, this is my opinion. You have to be really weak-minded to murder someone you claim you love. You claim you love her, but you murder her because she ran and got away. Because what the scene is, he came out the bush and started shooting. And the artist tried to get away, but he couldn't get away. So she saw him murdered. She tries to run. She's standing in front of a hotel room, and the witness says she's screaming to him, please don't kill me, please don't kill me. And he just puts 2 bullets in her. And get to his car and drive off.
Oh.
So you have to be very weak-minded to first pick up a gun, to second drive somewhere and contemplate. No, not even that. Second, to fill up your pocket with bullets. Third, to go to the place and wait in the bushes for them. And fourth, to execute what it is that you had in your mind to do. There's not people, men out there, who want to kill their baby mother or kill their wife or whatever, but that's just the feeling that they have and they get over it. He actually went through with it. So you have to be very weak-minded to me. You can't be a strong black man or a strong man to do something like that.
Is it that he feel less of a man that this man, as we say, clear him foot, and we have this kind of an attitude that no man now come clear my foot, period. Once me there with you, you there with me, period. It's no out. Because you have a lot of men like that. If them can left you, but although them left you and them have for them woman elsewhere, them never see you with no man, especially if you have children by them. Them never see you with no man and around them children. Is that kind of a possessiveness some of us, some in the Caribbean have? And it also boils down to that is the less respect for a woman. And when him done with her, him just... She should not even have any kind of relationship with anybody else.
It's the end to me. Like since the Vegas issue happened, and since this issue happened, I see a lot of people talking about to be careful in your relationship. Like, this is a wake-up call. Because, you know, Vega's issue with his baby mother and her issue with him was a big, 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 big stinker for like a week or, you know, it was a big, big thing. And there's a lot of men out there that said, oh, I don't want that to happen to me. And, you know, there's women out there that said, I don't want that to happen to me. And then for this to happen, I mean, like you said, I hope the artists out there, well, not even artists, I hope men out there who are listening or read this story, heard of this story, takes it into account and realizes, okay, I need to watch how I move. And the same thing for the woman, because, you know, she lost her life as well. And we'll never know the story. We'll only know speculation. Only he knows the truth, because he's the only, well, only he, him and Ja know the truth, because he's still alive and Ja saw it all from the beginning. So we never really know what happened. We can only speculate. But it's a bad thing that happened. It's very bad.
Well, certainly we don't have to know what happened, period.
Yeah.
this is what we
know enough. The scene done plays itself to where we know enough. We know it. We know too much. And we know too much, but we know. Wow.
I'm going to touch a place where this is certainly for another show, certainly, for something that we should talk about. And I mean, maybe we're just talking to the air. Nobody's really listening. And when this vagina power comes on, it is not something a lot of us can really get around in any sensible kind of a way. I think we have a culture in WWF book culture where this is going on too, where a lot of these women, I mean, trying to, especially with the musician, and I know I'm going to be stepping on a lot of feet here, these musicians are there, they're accessible, you see them, they make passes at a lot of these women. These women get their hopes high, because I think there is really a shortage of men. If they're not killing the war, or they're not in jail, or, you know, don't have need for women, those other kind of different lights. So I think really and truly there's certainly a shortage for women. I mean, of course, a lot of women are going to have to learn to, the sisters and sisters, they may have to start come together and deal with this on a different level. But I think when people feel deceived is a lot of different thing. Maybe if your man have a woman and say, hey, sister, you know, I like this girl here and I want to deal with her. It's either you agree and you cuss and you quarrel and you go your ways, or you just say, you know what, all right, you know, let so-and-so happen. At least I know where you are, and at least I know what you're going through, which in our African heritage, we had a lot of that. I mean, a lot of people saying, well, if my man do this, well, that's the end of the story. And those people who say that, the man have all 3, 4, 5, 6 women, and they're swearing on them. You can't swear on human people, because this human emotion, especially, we are so sex crave now, the excitement and some of these kinky stuff that's going on is causing to us to think in a different way. If you are of a certain age, I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, you're of a certain age, you don't even know about some of these sex things. I mean, me, I think I'm a pretty young woman, and there are a lot of sex things I never knew about existed until about 4 or 5 years ago, seriously. So once you get open to some of these things, and if you ever get to start practicing them, is no turning back to them. So I think the old sex industry, I kind of shape our mind in a lot of ways. But anyway, getting back to the conversation, there are folks out there in WW who start to create these real feelings for people out there in WW that they don't ever meet. And some of these men understand that, and they're escorting four or five, six of these people together. And
tell you, let me tell you, this is something I could testify and set up in court about because it happened to me. Up until a couple of months ago, I did not really do Facebook, and it was for a reason, just because of me. I just didn't do it. And then when I started doing Facebook, oh, my goodness, the amount of people every day. What's up, baby? I love you.
Yes.
Can you come see me? And this. And I'm like, listen, how can you really put yourself out there like that? You don't know me. In all honesty, you don't know if that's me in the picture. You
yes.
don't know nothing about me, but you love me.
Yes.
That doesn't even make sense. And it's really bad and it's dangerous at the same time. But me being the real person that I am, I shut them down from the door. So it's either you erase me or you deal with it. I'm up here for business. Don't chit chat with me. Either you here for business or you just a supporter. But I'm not into the conversation and back and forth. I'm not into it.
And I agree with you. I don't want no video picture of you. You ain't seen no video picture of me. When I get to my computer, it's work. All work.
BlackBerry is worse. And I have my BlackBerry because, you know, a lot of artists, a lot of people in the business have BlackBerry. But it's worse. The amount of pictures, I tell you, if I was really, really, really mixed up like some people have me as, I could have done a lot of people. You hear me? I mean, some people just break big and bright and bold.
Wow.
And just send picture. And I'm like, you really sitting here sending me these pictures? Really?
Wow.
I mean, it's just disrespectful.
It is, absolutely. Hey, let's go to the phone line and see if we can get somebody else in here. 041, good evening. Welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show. What's your take on the captain demise here? Yes, good evening. Welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show. It's Mooma and Dr. F. We're talking about the captain. Do you have any... Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, man,
yeah. Yeah, what's your take on, you know, I'm sure you've been listening to the conversation. What's your take?
Yeah, but y'all straying from the conversation anyway.
I was.
You know what I mean?
That's what happens when you're having an open form of discussion. You just
like, when people now say what I'm supposed to say because what this now.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about honesty. The man is a married man. The woman is a married woman.
Mm-hmm.
Them are grown people.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, them know what I mean, though. Everything was on dear level.
Yeah, yeah.
The man
mm-hmm.
knows
yeah,
the
yeah.
man knows. The man knows the bar can cheat to the woman. Saying, I don't like something with her. Saying, the man say, come for the weekend. Let's see him family at Jamaica. And come lose him like stupidly.
Yeah, but I did point that out. I did point it out that she was married and he was married. We did point that out, but the only reason we didn't go deep into it is because I wasn't there. I wasn't in the middle of their relationship for me to say this is what it was and this is what it was. That's why I said it was a bad situation for everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not into the speculation.
I understand that, but at the same time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Him have female wife at Jamaica when just left and come America.
Yeah.
On Friday, him come and then shot that.
Oh.
Yeah.
You understand me? So,
mm-hmm.
if you would have slept your wife at your yard, that means you
mm-hmm.
lied to your wife before you come and she lied to your husband too.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. But it wasn't just the beginning because people around them said that they have been there
well,
with
was,
each other for
was,
months. Took her to Germany just a couple of months ago. So it wasn't just now they met. They had been sneaking or doing whatever they've been doing for months.
Yeah, I understand all of that,
the
but at the same time,
at
I told married
time,
people. You married understand
people,
me? I said, I told married people.
Married have crosses on them. They have crosses on
so,
them. Once you're married, that's your cross you have to bear. So for me to take up a married man, I have to deal with his crosses. So it's like you
yeah,
said,
well,
it's
Well, if you know, I don't like them 14, I don't know. If you know, say married, and you are dealing with them same way, that mean, are you going to pick up somebody else's glasses, you understand? But at the same time, not because him is a man, and him is an entertainer, him should have out there cheat still. Because, yo, yes, it stink with the entertainer, them, yes, but at the same time, at the same thing with the woman, them, because sometimes the entertainer, them, now look, the woman, them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Definitely agree with that.
And he should have known, say, again. Hold on there. He should have known, say, again. He might fool around with a man wife. You're not doing it in the vicinity where them live.
Exactly.
You understand that? That means it's not a good thing. You understand? I'm sure I said that somewhere else. You ever hear about something say, too close to comfort?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
no, I agree.
To comfort, to comfort, to comfort, to like that. You understand?
Yeah.
So, when a lot of people talking, it's like the man loan GPS for her phone already, you know. So the man, everywhere she go.
Yeah.
You understand? So he's easy way of tracking her down, and him track her down. Him got a hotel.
And waiting in the morning.
When the man could have run and escaped to where me here to sources were there, because him look over the balcony and see the man down there. And the man have him gone. And he make the man run up upon him and shoot him first, and then shoot the woman. But at the same time, you want to think, people have feelings. You understand?
Yeah.
If him go home, a female also here say, an ex man a bang for him wife, how you think he must feel?
Yeah. No, but at the same, like you said, it's different stories that I'm hearing, because they said she had restraining order against him, which is what the police said.
She do have a restraining order against him. The man is a Haitian man, and the man turning himself.
No, I'm telling you, this is up tonight. The paper was updated. If you go on the New York City Post, it was updated. And they give you his picture.
Yeah, man, the man telling himself today. You understand me?
Yeah, I'm telling you. She agreed to marry him so he could stay in the country. A whole bunch of mix-up. It's just a whole bunch of mix-up. So basically, she probably was looking for... Who knows if it wasn't... like I said, it's a whole bunch of speculation. So we can't really speculate. It's just a sad situation that could have been avoided.
You think this sends a message, not only to the musician, but let's kind of cone it down to musician, because this is a musician and in the entertainment world that this is happening. Carla, do you think that this... sends any kind of message out there to musicians? And let's talk about, if we can, we probably could talk a little bit about the Vegas situation here. And we have mass media now, a lot of things like 1, 2, 3, and it's like wildfire, and people like all of this excitement too. I mean, and people can storm in and say this and that. Hey, the man get warned. For example, we're talking about he gotten warned and he came out on the balcony and he saw this guy. Do you think he was a little bit, hey, this is my woman, man. What you doing here? You can't do me nothing. Is this the kind of attitude sometimes some is demonstrated by the other party to say, hey, she don't want you now. I mean, why don't you leave her alone? And then that makes you really go ballistic.
I don't, because he was married too. Like you said, he was married and she was married. So it was just a something on the side type of business.
Yeah, that man said, so what about female wife in Jamaica now when she is in there or one next man wife in America?
Exactly. She probably dropped down. Because the thing is, when I heard it, because Berkey had influenced me to do what I'm doing. He told me to keep doing what I was doing. I used to walk by his house, if anybody know, you know, in Portmore and 8 West, where he lives. I used to walk by his house. And he's a family, it's a family unit. You understand? His wife, his kids, and everything. So I know she must take it hard, and it must be an embarrassment at the same time to lose him in that way. You know, in the middle of a lover's triangle, I'm married to you. But like I said earlier, and this is my opinion, it's Wife a Yard, Macy a Road.
But nothing to do with it.
Boy, long back to everybody have feelings. You did see Vegas pun at night.
Listen, I'm not.
Everybody have feelings.
I'm not saying I agree with it or it's right or wrong. I'm just giving you what the take on it is from people.
Let me tell you something with enough of them entertainers. Them can't play the game. They make the game play them.
Yeah, I agree.
But them cannot play the game. So them should just leave the game alone and go and deal with where they want to deal with it. Want to entertain people. Make people love the same way, so.
Yeah.
You see me?
Yeah, I agree. Believe me, this has been a big, big, big issue. It's a big, we were just talking about it earlier. It's a big issue. They feel that the artist title, but like I said, it's not just their fault. Because if the woman gave it to you once, and then you go to another woman and they give it to you, you're going to think the next one is going to give it to you too. So the weak-minded women out there that are blinded on stage and he's singing a song, there's a lot of women like that. A lot.
But a woman can't come to herself for me if me don't ask you to herself for me. Is a man, I mean, no.
Everybody's not strong like you. Everybody's not the same. Because me being behind the
scenes. I know that. Them not use the right head to think. Them not see how much things out there. Them not see how much things are going right now. Them are full right now. You understand? Them only are make themselves look stupid. You understand?
Yeah, but.
Come on. Hey, let's take another call on the line here. 718, good evening. You're with Mama and Dr. Evan. We have a caller on the other side of the web. Chime in, please.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Wow.
Nice discussion.
Well, thank you. Hey, what do you have to say? Man out there, leaving woman, married down somewhere else, coming to town. Want to get a little something? What
do
you say about that?
You remember recently we were having a discussion similar to this, Doctor.
Oh, okay. You sound so... Hey, Jay! How are you, the big number?
No, I want to remain anonymous.
Oh, okay.
Because my matey, my wife's mate might out there hearing me, and of course my wife might hear me, and then, you know, something
oh,
might... Anyhow. Fun and joke aside, though. But remember, we're having a recent conversation, and I'm happy that you narrow it down to the entertainment industry in terms of people in the entertainment and, you know, and what basically, you know, they fantasize about. The caller, he has a point, and I think basically all the other parties have a point because he's talking about, you know, in terms of taking it into consideration that the man who actually shot both victims, he has feelings as well. But what you need to understand is that in the industry, we were talking about this, Dr. Ebb, the other day, mm-hmm. that is a situation where these entertainers, apparently, I don't know if when they were growing up, they had lack of sex or lack of attention with women. So when they become this public figure, the women don't really see them as the physical being that they want, mm-hmm. but what they can give. And so if five women fling themselves onto them, they see that as, oh, my God, I am the king right now, and I'm going to try and sleep with as much women as I can sleep with. And, in fact, they don't even realize that it's not really them per se, because strip them of the celebrity status, strip them of the touring money, and of the places that get them stamped in their passport, they're basically nobody. Mm-hmm. So it is a case where these entertainers are now being led astray because of the amount of attention that they get. And, I mean, everybody give bun here and there. But on a serious note, it's either three or two reasons sometimes why women will fling themselves onto a man. Is either you're good in a bed mm-hmm. or you have the money.
Mm-hmm.
Take away all two of them, mm-hmm. you're basically just a man walking, being single. And you find a woman that genuinely will check for you, and you be with that person. So at the end of the day, I mean, you know, whatever you sow, that you shall reap, you know. I mean, it's very sad, but at the end of the day, if I go sleeping with other people and I get that in, and that's my dilemma, that's just my dilemma. You know what I mean? Because I know that many people have been in a situation where they might sneak into somebody's house and the man come home and catch them, and whatever happened, what a hell of a look. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's sad how he died, and in fact, somebody else is suffering from that because he left kids and, of course, his wife suffering. The female is dead, and the man is in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, on that part, on his part, he's the one that's suffering, still being alive, and her people are suffering. But at the end of the day, I think the wife of Captain Bach is the one who is suffering more.
Yeah.
It might sound away, but she's the one who is suffering more than any other member in this situation, any other family member or relative in this situation still. So my take on it is just that you come see what you never have. And you feel like if you just run and tell the whole world, man a galis, as to what Vegas thinks, say, man a galis. You know what I mean? So,
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Man a galis. Man a galis. But you know what happened? You see the guy in the way I say man a galis. When for them woman and for them yard do certain things where them a do a street, them ball like girl. You know, see Vegas the other day. You might talk about man a galis. Them to leave themselves and know what them a deal with.
True.
Because
true,
them make. Because them out there and them can go in there and everywhere now. Them for sleep with everybody. So what happened to the lady when you say you love her and leave back at home? What happened to that?
No, you don't love her.
I mean,
like I said, being able to see behind the scenes and see what really goes on, I don't know if it's a weak-mindedness, like I said, but to me, it's not going to change because the women allow them to do it.
Right, right. It's true.
They're allowed to do it. Once you're allowed to do something, you're going to keep doing it.
That's true. That's
true. It's going to get worse right now, Kai. If you say, oh, the woman, they might move right and all them loose. And even the man, them like the woman, them right now. The woman, them lost. You ever go into the party right now?
I agree with you. It's bad. I don't even go out no more. I was telling her a couple of weeks ago when we had a discussion. Remember, Daphne, we had that discussion. I don't really go out anymore unless I'm paid to do it. Because the women, I went to a show the other day. An artist was performing. And it was one girl in there who followed the man, was up in his face, everything. Like, she wanted to eat him alive.
Oh,
that's how they are. It's a lot of groupies. That's called a groupie. That's what they call it.
That's so fun, man. You understand? Because you're going to know where nobody know they are performed. You see them now wearing no clothes. And them act like some boy. It's like, it's all good. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. And it's not. It's not. And a lot of them, too. The whole BlackBerry Facebook thing. They go on Facebook, and if they see you from a certain country, if you're from Germany or Japan or whatever, they take steps on you. You understand? The artist. No, I'm just telling you about the artist part. They take steps on you, and I'm telling you this is what they do. They take steps on you and say, oh, she has money.
Right.
So if the woman not with it, them can't deal with it. If the woman stop it from there, it can't go no further. So
if she don't open her leg, then you won't be able to get whatever is between there. You get what I'm saying?
No, but it's not even that. Some of it don't go that far. Some of the women don't even have sex with these men. Some of the women are older women in their 40s to their 50s who just want to know a young man like them, so they will spend upon them. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I'm telling you this.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that.
I'm not speculating.
Oh, you know that. You're one of them. Oh, you know that.
I look good. You want to know how I know? I started out in the business as a PR, and then I graduated to Mumasus because I know everybody business. And I decided to turn that into something positive and take what I learned and give it back to people so that they can learn from it. So I know everybody business.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to hide and talk.
You see, right. People wise up in on. It's like, let me tell you something. Communication are widened right now. You understand even more than before. So you find some people are communicating with people, and if I want to see where them can ride and get something out of you, them are going to do it still. Seeing?
Yeah.
So if you don't allow it, it's not going to happen. I'm going to tell them right now.
No, but party, it's both ways, man.
It's both ways. It's both, like you said,
ways,
it's both
man.
Ways. Both ways.
Yeah, man, but if You know, she has said the entertainer them this and the entertainer them that. But she now said the woman them this and the woman them that.
No, yes, I did. Yeah? If you listen, if you listen to what I said it's both. I never said it's the artist. It's both of them. Believe me, it's both of them. And I know that. If she, like I said before, if one woman give it to him one time and another woman give it to him another time and then the third one come around, he's going to expect it from her.
So you can't really say that.
And most of them pop down. Most of these artists that are hype and have video and all these things pop down. They pop down. So they look for women who have money. When they go on tour to all these different countries and all these things, there's women, let me finish, there's women who come to these shows purposely to get with an artist. And there are artists who purposely go to these shows and look for these women.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, guy, let me say
something. I told that.
Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Let me say something. And let's kind of focus on this, because what we are embarking upon here is a serious, serious thing, you know, more serious than what you can think about. Here is a set of artists out in Jamaica who are struggling. And here is the scenario. Struggling artists out in Jamaica. They can't find, and we're just talking, I'm not saying that there is not anybody else out there doing, but we're just focusing, for the sake of this discussion, we're just focusing on artists. Let's just focus in on them.
Yeah.
Let's not say, well, there are other people who are out there doing. We're just talking about, this is our concern. There are a number of artists out there that, I mean, are struggling to get their music out there. I mean, really want to break, brilliant, brilliant artists. Okay, them have them little music, them have them talent, them in a Jamaica financially, really, really, them can find the next need. Here is majority, let's look at Europe and let's just focus on Europe. A lot of these women in Europe, 40 to 60 years old, 40 to 60 years old, they know the culture. They know the culture. They know these young men, 20, 30, 35, 40, and some of them not even over. They want them the nice 30, 40. They engage them on F-Book, and they start this mad relationship.
Yes.
These artists, them one zoom in on them. This artist say, hey, this one is working here. I have this one. Then him have three or four of them. This one send him money to top of his phone. This one send him money to help with his music. This one send him money to do that. And things kind of go on with him. And he can lie here and then and juggle them. Then they come to Jamaica down on the North Coast. And then the servicing thing starts. And maybe this person see them and they... You know, they do what they have to do. Then they next week they come and they do what they have to do. This is what a lot of these people do to get by. Here is a culture that these people just sit and look for these musicians because they understand their plight. And these musicians thinking, quote unquote, they cannot help themselves because I'm getting a $200 or a $300. And then, a little bit later, if you're looking on F-Book, you hear this one turn up with picture, this one turn up with that, this one saying, leave my man alone, leave my woman alone, leave my this alone, and the nasty thing starts. And we're going to have the same thing that I have, I mean, a couple of months ago, I know this happening down, one personal one that I know happened a couple of months down, the 50-year-old and the 30-year-old, and when that get down there and when everything start to get together, it was five people involved. This is going to happen again through this kind of a connection and deception too. I mean, what do you say? A musician would say, hey, boy, I mean, I, you know, just give a little hump in here and there to get a couple of dollars to get my music on the road. I have to do what I have to do. Just like a lot of these folks say, hey, I have to sing this slack music because they put money on my tape. They put food on my table. Is this the kind of culture that, I mean, the internet is taking us to, and we are embarking on this kind of a thing? And I could go a little bit further, but I'm not going to go a little bit further because I'm sure nobody here doesn't know what I'm talking about. Next thing you see, Jamaica, I mean, with a kind of a combination, and this is the combination on and on and on and on and on, going on and on, and it's going to get to a point.
They want to do prostitute reggae music.
Basically.
A long time I tell them that still, but they don't believe me.
But it's bad. It's very, very bad. I've seen, man, it's bad. The amount, like I told you earlier, we were talking about it. The amount of pictures, the simple fact that I deal with, it's like it doesn't chase them away. If I was really, really, really evil and malicious, the amount of pictures that artists send me, I could write a book.
So hold on. They send this to you unknowing to them that you run a sus forum, or they send it to you trying to flirt with you.
My name is Mama Sus. The fact that you would sit there and flirt with me don't make sense.
Wait, ma'am.
No, let me tell you why it makes sense to them. My name that was given to me was Mama Sus. Because the name of my website is ragasus.com. So my name was Mama Sus to get away from Raga Shanti. So for 2 years, I've been known as that name.
Yeah,
well, you know what?
No. Raga Shanti. Yeah, Raga Shanti is the mix up king. But the name of my site is RagaSus.com. Yeah. So, but a lot of, artists send me these pictures. They send me voice notes. They send me videos. They send me all kinds of stuff. Let me tell you something. Artists like to be sussed. They like it. I have people who beg me to put them on my website. They like it. So they're not innocent at all.
Yeah.
Look at Mr. Davis.
You can't be promoting your stuff right here now. This is Dr. Ed Tom. This is not your time.
No, I'm not promoting. No. You can't say that. I don't do that. I don't have to do that. Anyway. But Mr. Vegas, that's the biggest example of an artist who like being sus. The fact that he came out the way he did on Facebook was just unbelievable. I still can't believe it.
We've seen him on Hot 97.
Hold on. He came on Hot 97 and cried. He came on Hot 97 and cried.
Yeah. What was all that for? When he's out there doing his thing, does his woman stay home and cry?
She was upset. Let me tell you, she was upset because the simple fact that he put the video out, which he shouldn't have did. He shouldn't have did that. That's why she was upset.
I don't know why he acted like, man.
Give me one second here. We just getting news that the general is somewhere near the building, and let's hear for him to come. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to be getting our crew outside the door now. General is close by, I understand, and we're just getting the staff kind of a little bit frantic here to see what is on. I am going to be giving you some update of what is going on as we speak. Let me see. Okay, just one second here. There it is. Oh my goodness. Ladies and gentlemen, as I'm able to see down the road, coming around the corner, the entourage of the 7th.
Oh, my goodness.
I found my white suit.
No, man, I'm going to have to mute myself for this one.
Yep.
The general is arriving on the building, and I can see absolutely coming out from the post state as we speak. The crowd is cheering.
Deborah!
Okay, I think it's right here, right here, right now. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, he is here. The seventh person
Hello? Yeah, hold on there.
Out there because
There are forces against this general. And you can imagine, when you have a general as powerful as this, you have all kind of organization that will try to derail its progress. And we're always trying to find out what is going on, why is it that so much people, as well as the Illuminati, is after this general, and you can understand that. So we will try to get an update from him in a few. In the meantime, we can continue the conversation, and we certainly have to get it back soon, because I hope that we will get enough time to talk to him. We have an hour and 10 minutes down on the downside of the show. Hey, this is Caribbean Radio Show, and your host, Dr. F. We are with Melissa's right here, and two very important mente callers here. I wish not will not disclose their names at this time, and we are waiting for the general to call back in so we can get an update of what's going on there in Jamaica. We're chatting about the captain is gone in the kind of a way he did, and whether this is a wake-up call for some of the musicians. We're speaking about musician in particular here now. Is this a wake-up call for a musician? Are there some things that we need to clear up? Because I don't think this is the end of that, you know, unfortunately. I don't want to sound like glooming, no dark shadows of anything. But I think that there are a lot of things that are happening that certainly would not be of any good end. So give us a call, 661-467-2407, that's 661-467-2407, and let us hear what you have to say. You know, what do you have? What is your take on this? What is your take on this subject? Okay, guys, the microphone is back into your hands. Hello? Hello? 718.
Yeah, we're still there, man. We're listen for you. We're going to listen for you. But it come like him phone need a, phone.
And then the people them around him just said, disrespect him right off the radio. I heard people talking. Or I was going crazy.
There's a whole lot of folks there. I'm trying to
you but know. I don't understand you, the seventh star general. When I do interview, it's quiet. And I'm not no seventh star general. No, man. Them things can go on. They need to come to my school and learn how to give an interview. A proper one.
What? Hey, talking about that, let's go and get on
well,
that.
I guess you have to go teach some of them how to take interview.
Let's talk about that.
Some hurt feelings. Some of them hurt my feelings. They hurt my feelings when I hear them talk. And I'm like, so much people are looking up to you and you can't even say one sentence.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because this is one of the things, and I know I have a couple of radio announcers here as well. Won't say their big names, but they're big into the business. Now, one of the things, and we do a lot of interviewing, these are, again, musicians getting out there. Let me tell you one of my pet peeves to start off with, and I know you folks must get the same thing too. How on earth you're going to have an artist, first of all, let me go to some basic. Somebody drop thing in your box, an artist, big artist, you know, drop things in a box. They don't know you. You and them is no friend. Hey, go listen to this for me now. I mean, I'll tell me what you think. What? You listen to this man. You know, just throw it in your box. I mean, go on my website, and exactly the words they're using, go on my website and listen to this and share it with all of your friends. Now, how on earth you can be representing yourself in that manner? Do an artist, when he throw his thing in my thing and say, hey, go to my website, listen to this and share it to your friends. Do they really expect me to go to their website and listen to their music and share it with my friends?
Some of them do. Some of them live in that delusional world. It's a delusion to me because their representation, a lot of when artists come to me, their representation is what throws me off and makes me not even want to listen to their music.
And some of these
the thing is, most of these artists, them didn't finish school, so them are going to represent themselves. They need people to represent them.
They don't have granny and mother who teach them, good morning, ma'am, good evening, sir, can you do this for me, or is it possible that don't have any...
They think, I'm going to tell you what it is, and ask people.
Go ahead, Momo.
No. They look at the caliber of the music that is on the road.
Uh-huh.
If they hear a song by just namesake Mavado or Cartel talking about go-go wine girl, bend over and skin out, and all them kind of things,
mm-hmm.
they think that it is okay for them to talk to you that kind of way because
uh-huh.
this is the music that they're hearing and is what is making money.
Uh-huh.
I think their mindset is just not on the level of a caliber artist like Capleton giving an interview or Luciano giving an interview. It's different.
Hold on there. Let me say something right now.
Go ahead. It's right now.
Majority of the youth them out there look up to the artist them. Want to be like the artist them. Want to have what the artist them have. So, if the artist said, bang, kill him. Them feels is a good thing. So I got them a go by.
That's basically what I just said. You just said it in a different way. That's exactly what I just said.
So
I agree with that.
So, I mean, let me hear you, my DJ, 718. I mean, what's your take on that?
I was missing for a while because I was getting ready for the 7-star general, so... I had my white wine put on my white glass and things, you know? So I kind
Can I get a glass? How I didn't get a glass of the white wine?
Sorry?
Yeah. Yeah, we're saying that, hey, you have an, and I know that you have artists and music to you. Do you get in your box and say, hey, go listen to my music and tell me what you think? Like, as if you're a reviewer and you're a radio station and you must. I have one last night send me, hey, listen to this and send it over to your friends them and share it with your friend them. You know, it's a free download. And I said to him, man, I'm a radio station. Do you think I'm a reviewer? As a matter of fact, who are you talking to like that?
That's why they have publicists. They must forget some money.
Huh?
They need to get the money and pay the publicist to send it out in a proper way as to what both callers basically mentioned in terms of, I don't know, you see, I think it's just a case because they don't really do me that, you know. What they do, they'll more like kill me up on a social level and then say, you know, have a track that I'd want you to feature on your show for me. Listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
They probably do it in a similar way. But I think if, first of all, if they respect you, they'll address you in a way in which, you know, it will seem a little bit professional. Some of them don't know anything about being professional.
No.
So you have to understand that people who they normally have reviewing their music or listening to their music, they basically categorize everybody in that same league. And it's the same way they would send a young girl or a young boy on the social network, the same approach. So they basically assume that you're in that same league of people. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I think
And they also need to pay their PR. They also need media. That's a lot of their problems too. Don't you agree? They don't know. They don't have anybody around them that's saying, okay, this is the etiquette that you should have. Even if you're an artist singing about sex or, you know, drugs or something like that, there's still somebody that's supposed to be there telling you, okay, you can't do that. You can do this.
No, but you know what? I think half of them push away the real people around them. Half of them push away the real people because if I were to be honest with an artist, I'm going to say, yo, the approach is wrong. You know what they're going to do? They're going to run me.
They'll run you.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Not me per se, but in terms of somebody who would guide them.
Says that.
They're going to run them. Because, listen, I don't want you to tell me how to run this show. This is how I want to run the show.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who are giving them the real and the good advice and the professional and the corporate advice, they don't want to hear it. You know, they want people who are going to be yes man and yes woman to them. So, I mean, you know.
But how do any of these artists take a stock of the number one music on the Billboard and see who those people are and see how they present themselves and how they're packaging and the kind of work that goes beyond behind the scenes to make them to make them who they are? Do they really take a look at that?
But I think it goes back to what I said earlier, because if you look at some of the top so-called dancehall DJs right now, Tommy Lee, which I didn't even want to say that name, but he's like right now up in that category. And when he does an interview, I was in Jamaica a couple of weeks ago, and I tell you, my head was hurting when I listened to him on a top radio station doing an interview, and all he kept saying was I was like, oh my God, are you serious? Is this what I'm really listening to right now? So you growing up or someone trying to be a DJ, it's like, okay, if Tommy Lee can do it and make money and be on every show and be on every TV station, every video show, then why can't I do it?
Wow. The other thing is that one of the pet peeves of mine is a musician sending you their music to play. They send you track 1, .mp3, track 2, track 3, track 4, mp3. Or maybe they would send you, I love you, a track 1, mp3. Now, how on earth a DJ should know what the heck is track 1 if they don't jump at it at the same time? I have a youth who sent me some track the other day. Him come, what? You go looking at your email yet? About 10 times him right. So me, I said to myself, I wonder how much time him have to say so and I don't answer him, that he will know that his approach is wrong. That him can't go tell me, you go looking at your email yet? You go looking at your email yet? As if I get about 1,500 emails a day. And I must just leave. I'm in a radio station. I must just leave and go and look for this person's email who is not paying me to do this, who is not supporting my station, who is not coming to listen to my station in any way. You go looking at your email yet? You go. And he did that about 10 times, and I haven't answered him yet. And it don't seem like evil he will ever get it. That is, he has to change that approach. And I will never answer him. Now, when a musician sends you his music like that, track 1, track 2, and track 3, I mean, what am I supposed to do with that?
Oh, there's a thing called
go ahead.
You want to listen to them?
Oh, really?
No, I don't listen to them. I don't listen to
track 1.
I don't have the time.
I don't know who the hell sing track 1. I don't know what's the. So I must listen to it and find out whose name and say, oh my gosh, this music is named I Love You. So I must guess and do all of that. I must take that responsibility to go and research and find out who this person is, or maybe go back into my email. Oh, because, you know, they send the email as Russ Ivortower, and then they may be as Russ Ivortower on the net, but when they send you an email, it's John Tom Brown. How am I supposed to be on some examination here to figure this out for musicians? Don't they know that they must put their name, the number on the album, if it's an album, plus the album name, plus whatever format you want it in? Do nobody ever tell them that?
No, some of them don't go nowhere to learn about the music. So how are they going to know that?
I must take that responsibility to teach them by 5 emails.
No, man, that's why you're supposed to have somebody around you, too, at the same time that helps you do that. The producer can label it and send it to you because you have to know if it's radio edited or if it's raw. So if they're that bad off that they send you track one and two, I'm not going to bother listening to it, honestly. I'm not going to listen.
First of all, that irritates me so bad. I don't care who, if it's even a musician I know, I don't even bother. Sometimes I'm a little bit lenient, and I say, hey, man, you send me track already. Don't do this, you know, because, you know, I'm not even going to send you back an email. Because by the time you sit down and look into that, and have to write them back, and they write you back, say, listen to me, your name is at the front of your track, because when we upload them, if you use our uploading system, it will upload in alphabetical order, not the name of the song. You say, and I write it. This is an example. John Brown, I Love You, maybe 01 album, or if it's a single, you want to really be extensive, because when the DJ or the presenter looks on the board, he says, hey, this is a track from John Brown, is number one on the album I Love You, and it's a big playing, you know, whatever, it's a big track, and so and so and so and so. This is giving you a lot of information to speak about the track. So if I do upload, all of my track on my board would be number one, 01 track. How would I know who is 01 track when I have 50 01 track on my thing? Is that a joke?
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that.
I have a young man who the other day, he sent me some musician. And this is a manager, mark you. And he says, I said, sir, how the heck are you going to send me this? We have a real rig out on this thing here. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, I was just kind of just getting down. And I don't know why I had this conversation with him. And he says, you know who I am? You know who I am? You see the big, go search Google and see who I am and the big star that I'm associated with. And I said, you know what, sir? I don't care who the heck you are. You have been doing your client disjustice, injustice. You are just as sloppy as the music you sent to me. And you need to go somewhere and need to learn how to do this and how to represent your artist. Because what you're doing is absolutely just as crap as you are. And send him on his way. I just cannot tolerate that. You cannot say to somebody, hey, you have been doing this for 10 years, but are you walking along, or are you going to the radio station and hearing that these DJ who don't know you, who you're not giving a payola, not playing your music? Do you know that your music is not playing because they don't know who this music belonged to? Why are you wasting your time to promote your music and nobody's going, the people who are supposed to be really listening to your music is not going to get a chance to listen to your music?
I can say,
Go ahead.
That is one aspect. That's your pet peeve. This is a thing that irritates me. For years, I have been, doing music production in terms of videos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and when I just started out, it was just a few names in Jamaica that you could call upon to do a music video that's professionally done and that would get much airplay. In fact, you didn't have much of these cable stations running, only a few. You might have the RETV, you might have the Hype TV, and of course, you might have the traditional stations such as CVM and TVJ. What I realized, let's say about 7 years ago, to be exact, you realize that you start having all sorts of directors and cameramen and editors coming out. They used to say that the people who are in the game that started it in the game are basically being prejudiced, and so to speak,
mm-hmm.
or being stereotypical in terms of you trying to stereotype the whole thing in terms of if you don't come from uptown, you can't get to do a video or whatever. But I could understand the why. The floodgate wasn't open wide. because there's no longer a standard in music videos in Jamaica, because everybody now has a HD camera or has a digital camera or has a DSLR camera. What is happening now is that the TV stations now start allowing these kind of music videos to be played on air, mm-hmm. as opposed to back in the day. If a particular name is not associated with or a particular production company, you're not going to get the video done.
Mm-hmm.
So you realize that even the music video market has been watered down. That's why I basically start focusing on music videos at one point. Because mm-hmm. if I'm going to charge you, let's say just using a ballpark figure of 2,000 US, to do a project.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you, no, he's not going to pay $3,000, $3,000 US. He would rather pay $500 US or $1,000 US to get the video. Why? Because the $3,000 video is going to get 10 rotations,
mm-hmm.
so too is the $1,000 video. So you realize that no, nobody's taking pride into the product that they're putting out.
Mm-hmm.
Music videos are looking good in terms of quality, yes, in terms of what you shoot it on and the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that you're going to go into a studio that sounds good to record a song and have a floppy engineer who makes the music, have a floppy producer who produces the music, because that's where the music is going now? Everybody wants, oh, why does my video look good? It's clean. That's the take now. It's clean and look nice. But all the videos are looking the same. These people don't realize that when you ask for $3,000 or $4,000, it's not just to make this video look good in terms of resolution or make it look clean, as the way the mother said. It's basically art department. It's basically props. It's basically styling. It's basically makeup.
Mm-hmm.
You get where I'm coming from? It's the same thing now, because when they might send the popular disc jockey in Jamaica a track one, without having proper titles, and
uh-huh.
because he's getting the money, he's
yes.
not going to say, yo, Virgin, go send me back the track with the proper information. He's going to take it because the $10,000 come before professionalism.
Oh, yes. Okay. That's why. Okay.
So
definitely.
Think everybody says,
definitely.
Oh, well, if Chroma played, why you can't play it? If XYZ are played, why you can't play it? Or OU be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's their
yeah.
perspective.
Yeah.
So you just realize that not only the artist who is causing this, but the people who are basically putting out the music, they're contributing to this breakdown in standard.
Wow.
So it's never one-sided. It's never one-sided.
Oh, my. I had no clue about what you just said there. Hey, I mean, let's hear your take there. Momo, you were saying something?
No, I totally agree with him. I mean, the way he said it was just on point. That's exactly how it is. It's good to hear it from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how it is. But the most artists that come to me for services are artists that are not at that caliber yet, and they're trying to get there. So I try to give them a broad aspect of it and the longevity of it. If you pay your way, you're not going to last long.
Wow. Now,
you're not going to last long.
Mama, you've been in this business a long time, and my DJ has been in this business from television to production, all aspects of this business. And my other guest is also in this business for a long, long, long time. We hear the conversation every time, in the kitchen, every single way it permeates the earth. Now, that something is wrong with our music. What can we do to really lift the standard of this music? What can we do?
Well, everybody shy away from that.
No, because what I was going to say, we have, you know what it is, and this what I feel, we have to stick together. The people who have quality, which are, you know, the people that I'm talking to now that mm-hmm. I know of, you all have quality to bring to the business, and that's just from hearing your reasoning. We have to stick to quality. If I'm a PR, I do media, and you're a producer, and you're a radio host, and you're a producer, we have to stick together. The music that we feel is quality, that's what we push. don't push just because it sounds good at the moment and because this person is on this many rhythms or because this person is whatever. If it's an artist that we feel is good, and it could be an artist from down the lane, from around the corner that you know, and we all feel that this person is bringing something good to the business, we stick together and we push that artist.
But
if that doesn't happen, then the people like, I'm not even going to name names, but them people are always going to have their music on the road, and that's what our youth are going to grow up and think is good music.
But eventually all of this is going to collapse, you know. How long can things that are not structurally sound last, though? What is your take, 411?
411 got kids.
411, where are you? Mr. 3471.
Fucking them in bed right now.
All right, so I want you to talk to me. What do you say? How can we change this thing? Because people don't. 411, you talk to everybody else. I mean, focus on us here. What's your take on this? Hello?
All right, let me add mine then, and momentarily I think he'll join us. Well, Mama says it all still, and it doesn't make any sense to try to say it in a different way, because what she said is like typical, the alphabet, ABC, 1, 2, 3, straightforward. But another, and I think I need to shed light on a different aspect. I think when you stop taking, everybody needs food to put on the table, yes, right? But I think what's taking over the industry right now is who can come with money to make the thing go out there, as opposed to quality and what our kids are going to be listening to 5, 6 years from now. Because I remember when I just started out in the industry, and I might be giving too much clue, but I wanted to remain unknown. But I remember I used to get brown envelopes left, right, and center. And I remember when we just started out, or CEO said to us, we're not going to take any money at all to play no form of music or to give no highlights to no artist whatsoever. And you know what? I think with that, my conscience bothered me every time a brown envelope came to me, because you know what? I was tempted, you know. I won't lie to you. I was tempted. But you know what? I realized with rejecting those brown envelopes back then, kept a standard and a quality that we stood for. And maybe if we were taking the bullshit brown envelope with the green dough in it, I think where that particular entity right now is, it wouldn't have been there today.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It wouldn't have been there today. And because we stood for something, because we were probably old school, or we were taught by the old books, not by the revised books that are now on the shelves in the library, but basically books that we basically had to dust off. You know what I mean? And I think these upcoming disc jockeys and TV presenters and these people who are so-called publicists and PR people, they're there for the money, not for the quality. Because I hear people talk about, oh, well, me can just go link up XYZ and give them XYZ amount of money. I'm going to get my team run on that day.
Yeah, true, that still, because if you don't have no money, the man, them not bust your thing. They not play your thing. That's your quality for your thing good. If a man come and play thing not good, and them have them money, I feel them thing, they must play. And I feel them thing, they must push. And that's what the thing goes.
But until that exists, we won't have the industry that we know 15, 20 years ago. Because honestly, I think 10 years ago, or let's say a little less than probably 10 years ago, the industry took a turn for the worse, I must say.
But you know, sir, really and truly, I'm mostly in Jamaica and America that are going on.
Hello?
Yes.
I just heard some weird sounds. I'm not sure what would happen.
Now, sir, you know, sir, I'm mostly in America and Jamaica that are going on right now.
Well, yeah. in truth, in terms of the dancehall segment in America.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Because that's how dancehall is right now. I mean, reggae music is slowly, slowly going down that road for some reggae artists, I must say. because the artist got Grimlock, and then when him come, out highly and solely and pious, and treading on the Rastafari right way, and then as soon as him get the big break and everybody start calling him name, him start singing about all sorts of things.
Yeah, man.
Reggae music is slowly going down that stream.
Yeah,
I must say, if you don't mind, reggae music is going to end up where dancehall is right now, just for the temporary fix.
Exactly. I was just about to say that, because they're looking for that temporary fix, because dancehall. But even the way dancehall is going right now, it just upsets me. It looks like they're adapting the bad press as good press. The way people are just doing some craziness. Just so, what is it, just social media too? Too much artists trust too much social media houses with their business. And that's usually why their business be all over the place, because everybody's looking for a quick high. Like even, rest in peace to Captain Lucky. But as soon as he dropped out, the first thing people doing is tweeting about, oh, I did warn him, he loved other people, women, and da da da. I'm like, the man not even in the morgue yet. Mm-hmm. You understand? And I'm already speculating and dragging him through the blood. Just, I'm dragging him. I'm like, it doesn't even make sense. So that is a problem, too. That is a problem. If you don't have someone that can attack the media right when these things happen, or not even attack them, but just put out something, whether it be, in good or bad. Because these days it seems like you could do good and people think it's bad. But if someone that's bad,
I said every fan is fake.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, guys, I'm always a person seeking solution. I know we have some conscious people who definitely wholeheartedly feel and concerned about reggae music. I mean, even starting from here, couldn't we think of forming a group where we probably do seminar? We have expert on television, we have expert on video and all of that. We have expert in PR, we have expert in radio, DJ, and artistry and all of that. Couldn't this be a starting point where we say, you know what, it has to start from somewhere where we stop talking and, start with something. Couldn't this be the start of a group or a company in some kind of way that we start to set some standard? Because I'm thinking of getting out some e-books. I usually have a lawyer that I got and paid on my shows to come in every Tuesday and talk about copyrights and everything to do with the music. But then after a while I say, wow, I mean, why am I doing all of this, spending my money for an artist who really don't even care about the music or even about me? I mean, they should go out and spend a lawyer to deal with their business. Because some of these artists, you tell them, you ask them, oh, do you have your music copyright? Yeah, my music then copyright. Nobody can take my music then from you. My music. I said, sir, close down. Slow down. Do you have your music copyright? Yes, me have music copyright. May I have my envelope with all of me something? I said, sir, you don't have your music copyright. That is not copywritten. A poor man copyright is not copywritten. Who can take my music from me? Who can do this? And I say, you know what? Them kind of ignorance is there. I mean, I cannot waste my time with somebody, even if they get big, not even going to remember, and give back anything to Jamaica, because we're all about giving back here at Caribbean Radio Show. They don't give back. They don't do anything like that, so I shouldn't be bothered to waste my money to do that. There are people who believe they would tell me in this industry, long, you can't come tell me nothing. I mean, you think that they can be saved or they can be counseled? Because some of these people are talented people. Why do they behave like this? Why do they think they know it all? And yet still, a lot of them big-time musicians who have gold record and platinum record, somebody else in Europe having a heated toilet seat, and them a beggar man for let off a money in a Jamaica when them old and not very, very functional anymore. A lot of Jamaicans have collection you have to collect to bury them. Do Jamaican artists not see this? This is why I'm saying, although we're here, and if a lot of them could get dropped because of their behavior and attitude, just like how we're getting dropping out of the music industry now. I just came back from Italy. You have 7 days of reggae festival, 3 days of Cass festival, and not one freaking Jamaican on any one of them. And this is just my little limited experience in Europe. Everybody, everywhere in Japan, my friend is in Japan, just tell me, boy, Dr. Eve, let me tell you, if you want to have fun, he is made up in Japan. These people come to Jamaica, get the swag like them, and me who there 15 years that I usually even get a break, this is because they loved me here. These people are making me, so they don't need me in to represent anymore. Very few people have the kind of pull, even in Japan, which is one of the biggest consumers of reggae music. They're creating their own people. Whoever, a half pint, a sizzler, whatever, them creating them. So they don't need us anymore. Now you have something like Hawaiian reggae, French reggae, German reggae, Italian reggae. What is that? Don't we see them losing it?
No, but if you dash it away, if you're throwing it away, then what do you expect? People are going to pick it up.
Because it's good thing.
You're right about that. We lose it long time, too.
Ah.
You understand, because like a couple months ago, I was down in Jamaica, and I was doing an interview with a dude from Paris. And the man tell me, he said, them no want the dancehall music of Europe right now.
Yeah, no.
If on a hardcore reggae, them no deal with it. And the European, them, where you say I do reggae music, them deal with hardcore reggae. So, them no want to hear the foolishness.
Yes. Do you have a musician in a Jamaican to understand that? What about that we don't understand? What about that we're not getting?
Because, Doc, it started out where every community, every corner, like you have a bar and a church in Jamaica, every corner in Jamaica, you have a little room with a computer, with a microphone, with some speaker monitors, and then call it a studio. And it is a so-called way out for the youth, them in the ghetto, to get a break. So every little
youth
feel like them can impersonate a Buju Bantan or a Mad Cobra or a Beanie Man or a Bounty Killer. Them call themselves artists. You ever listen to the rubbish where enough little youth sit down and claim to them write songs and put together and say them are artists? No, as to what Mama said, the social media, tend to be delusional about the social media, because when them can put this out now, you know, and let's say 20 people listen to the track and like it, oh, me get a break. Half of the people who are producing tracks are not producers who don't. And I believe strongly that you have to have some form of background in music in order to be a producer. You know, just get up and say, me, I produce music because my friend beat one little synthesized rhythm and gimme and say, yo, this is the rhythm that you need to run with. And I'm going to get 20 artists on it and call myself producer. It doesn't work like that, Bridging. But it's the truth. And this is why when foreigners come in, foreigners check the quality of the music and to say, but watch out, what do you call music? What do you think you do? It's like when you sit down in a pan and cheese pan and knock and I make noise to your neighbor and it's top of noise, no man. That's the exact thing that is happening in Jamaica. So until we stop opening the gate for a lot of people who are not musicians, who have no idea about producing music and management and PR work and being A&Rs and being publicists and being directors and being real artists, then the music are going to just go no further than your Facebook page, and that's where it's going to stop.
But then everybody ever suffer, boss man. Everyone we ever suffer.
But if that is the case, you sow where you reap.
Lord have mercy, that hard, man.
It's not the truth. That's the reality of it, doctor. That's the reality of it. Because as you can say, a Japanese who's going to create a Beanie Man or a Bounty Killer or a Half Point or a Dennis Brown, the late Dennis Brown or whatever, come on. What is that telling you? Because they're telling you that when they come here, the Mecca of the music, and they realize that this is where the music originates from, indigenous to Jamaica, and they're not doing it as good as they, the Japanese, are doing it. What is it? What? Come on. What is that telling you? That sooner or later, you can't say music, that reggae music, is really from Jamaica anymore.
Listen to me. This is what is grinding me.
100% right about that.
That is what's grinding me. I am saying to you folks that you're solid-minded, what can we do to help this?
Lock the gate. Lock the gate.
I know you have been doing that because I know on your show, I mean, although you deal with dancehall, your dancehall music, them inspiration and proper, I mean, never even know said them the kind of dancehall there exists. This is I think this is how, is this how we do that? Basically, we give those of us, and we're going to talk to, I'm not sure we're going to get the general here tonight again. I wish he don't call in at this point because we are in 30 minutes to closing time. But we'll have to arrange to get him back. I just wish he doesn't.
I'm going to see the general.
Huh?
The general is going to be on the show on Thursday. And I hope the general is not in the hills. Muma gone. Muma?
No, I'm here.
Okay. All right. This is your gun, master.
I'm off today. I forget the sauce, man. I'm off today. I forget the sauce.
I'm upset right now because I'm trying not to. I mean, he's living up to everything that everybody say about him by doing that, not calling back in all them stuff. He just looks.
No, I think the general is just descending right now.
He's descending.
Right. He's coming off the high right now. So give him a little time to land.
But where are you descending from? Portmore? Where are you descending from?
He said he was in the hills. Couldn't you hear all the environment?
It sounded like he was in somebody's bar. He sounded like he was in somebody's rum bar.
Then what kind of bar full of breeze, sir?
I'm full of breeze. That one, it looks like you're
in a You know what I found disrespectful, though? You're going on a very important interview, and you have your people.
Wait. If a plane is descending and all that breeze, he'd be dead, wouldn't it, if the plane descending and the windows open like that? Isn't the wind, the pressure going to kill you?
Well, I think, listen, he's the luminous one. He breathes underwater.
Okay. But he needs to call in because I have enough people that listen, so he needs to call
in. But Muma, though, I'm here promoting my show, also on Dr. Ev's show, and of course it's benefiting to both parties. Every Thursday you can catch the Entertainment Hub.
So this is not the first time I've been on the show. You've never said anything to me before.
Well, I think it's my first time participating this long. Right, Doc?
But
yeah. You can normally come on a Thursday or Friday.
Mr. Number One DJ in all the land, man. Mr.
Oh, that's who she talked about.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
The friend of the
Are you?
Yeah, man, I'm me.
See.
Wow. Oh, goodness. Even Mark is laughing.
We're talking about. And hey, you know, I think that we know what the problems are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me talk a little bit. And I know we're touching on a lot of subjects here. And these are things that we have to really get out there and let artists know I mean, up-and-coming artists, especially them, the artists them who out there so-called established, they need to know that they have to do a lot of things. I always refer to people, the Barry Gordy University. Why is Barry Gordon one of the most successful musicians in the entire land? Because of organization and organization and organization and organization, where you can end up sending your little tiny small company to over $77 billion and walk out of it and leave it with them catalog of every single music, how much babies make out of Motown, how much consciousness, social consciousness get out of Motown. That is something that we can...
NY803. The mobile customer you have called does not answer. Please try your call again later.
Whoever is that?
NY803. The mobile customer you have called does not answer. Please try your call again later.
That doesn't sound right.
I don't know.
Somebody didn't pay their bill?
The worst.
No.
You're funny. Let us look at, when we're trying to look at this, let us look at Barry Gordy and how he did his business, how Motown was built. And if you're going to be rebuilding Jamaica music, that's how we have to go. That's the road we have to take. We have precedent. So we could follow that precedent and we could start by structuring and building. Do you think that, I mean, that, for one, I have two questions. I hope we can get to them. Let me get to this one first. Do you think that artists have as much respect, or they much respect for internet production shows, the internet format of radio? Do you think they have enough respect for that?
No.
No. Big fat no.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have no respect for none of the internet, really, unless it's Facebook Messenger, Twitter,
or
BB. That's the respect they have for it. Anything else? If the way it is, anybody. That's why, no, I'm not even going to plug myself. But any website out there or any media person, any media person or any person out there that's in the media or has a blog or has a website, they like the hype. They run and write a story quick, fast, which I started out doing that, but I said I have to set a precedent. Nothing that I put out is not confirmed because I don't want nobody saying mama said this or mama said that. So a lot of artists or people in the media, if they can't retweet what you put or send it out on BB or talk about it, they're not going to pay interest in it. So internet radio, they don't. When a manager gives them a phone and say you're doing an interview, they sometimes they don't even ask who it is. Sometimes they don't ask who it is, or if it's on the radio, how many listeners or who's listening. They don't really pay attention, and they don't prepare for it. Because I heard an interview the other day with a culture artist that I respect, and I thought he would at least do better. But by the time he finished it, well, I didn't even listen to the whole interview, but I turned it off because he sounded like he was underwater, like he was so high, or he just didn't care who he was talking to. And I was like, that's so disrespectful for me to sit here and listen to it.
I think these are some of the things that people are not, what artists have to realize. And I cannot see how they cannot comprehend that, how powerful internet is. Because even you're listening to this station, this interview is going to be available in iTunes in about 10 minutes, less than 10 minutes after this show is finished. This is going to be out there. It's going to be reaching to Russia. It's going to be reaching to all part. We have about 78, 79 countries now listening to us via TuneIn Radio. I mean, we are all over the entire world. You have folks listening to us. And you're telling me that an artist when I invite him for an interview, he's not going to feel that, hey, this is an important interview, so he must come with his A game, because he's not sure who is going to pick this up. And here's the thing. When we finish with this, when it goes on iTunes, it's going to be floating out there in the universe of WW forever. Now,
yeah, they don't look at it like that.
Pick that up and say, hey, I like this artist. Or, oh, damn, this is how he is. I don't want him on my show. I mean, they have this holy grail for frequency radio, and I cannot understand it. Because if you're not listening at that 30 seconds that they give them on the radio for an interview, you never heard them. They were never there. Why is it that artists are not taking internet radio seriously?
Because I guess to them, everybody can probably have an internet blog.
Oh.
But it's so ironic, because the same approach every little artist and every producer think they should just come up with something too.
It's just
a hype thing, I think. It's just a big hype.
It's just a hype thing. If you're not on RFM or Zip FM or Hot 102, or if Liquid not pull up the song or Chrome not shell your song and them kind of thing, then they don't feel, well, I can't say all artists, 75%. The artists feel that way, which is ridiculous. Because if they knew, the like you said, the WW, if they knew how powerful it was, because even you say in Russia and these places, I'm still learning every day that I have people in Africa that pay attention to me, that people in London, and I'm like, wow. Because I'm on four different stations. And when I get the feedback, I'm like, me? How you don't know these things are, because you understand, and they don't realize that in other countries is where you get the most support. Jamaica not going to support you the way London is going to support you, or the way Russia is going to support you.
Yes.
They should see that, because if you look at an artist like Gentleman or Calipi or these different artists, they're not even from any part of Jamaica, any kind of Caribbean island. And look how worldly they are accepted with reggae, dancehall music.
Absolutely. And I think that somebody, somewhere, and I mean the other caller before, talk about these guys, some of them have not left maybe primary school good. But even if you don't leave primary school good, you see, I mean, you have something selling. You have to, no matter how silly you are, you have to make sure you package your thing properly. Come on. We're in a Jamaica entrepreneur. I mean, all of us. If you make your car to push it through the street, you pretty it up with all of a pretty paint and put one coconut bow and it make it look prettier than everybody else. You set up your fruit nicer. You bag up your orange nicer. You put your banana them on some pretty things. We have that inside of us to be creative. Why is it not translating into our music? And we're going international. It's not really adding up at all. It's not adding up at all.
Well, the man who basically markets his oranges and bananas and stuff, he's watching the dollar value. As opposed to these artists, they're not watching the dollar value. They're watching how much people are calling my name, how I'm driving, how I'm a car. Hey, I am that, you know. Yo, my boss. The light, my rich. Yo. Like, come on. Go name the words, no? Name the big ups, no?
And you know what, also, too? The producer listening or even on the line. But they don't even look at this. They're not even aware of the sales that they're making online. Let me tell you something. I worked with an artist a couple of years ago. It was a roots artist, a culture artist. And it was me who told him that his song was on YouTube and was on all these things and even was put into a video game. He didn't even know his song was the soundtrack in a video game.
Wow.
If I didn't know how to use Google... They don't even know nothing about the internet. Nothing. All they know is show. All they know is show money. That's what a lot of artists are used to and what they want is show money. that money you pay me to perform. They don't know about the sales of their album, how much iTunes and TuneCore and all these different things. They don't know about it because if they did, then they would pay more attention to the internet and know that their music is selling. But they don't know that, so they don't care.
Well, hold on, Mama. Mama, do you know that a lot of these artists, and you are so very right on this one, a lot of these artists have either somebody in Europe or somebody from somewhere open up these accounts with them for them on iTunes and so. Don't give them the password or anything. And
But what about a producer? What about a producer taking a rhythm and giving it to somebody else to sell? That's another show. But that's part I don't understand and I don't agree. When you could go and open up your own iTunes, how much is it? I don't even think it's $100 good to open up an iTunes account and then you could turn it into a store. I don't know the whole process. I just started reading about it because believe me, my mind is everywhere. But it's not even that much to open up an iTunes account and upload your own music and sell it. So why you must pay somebody else to do it? I don't understand. And then they call it digital distribution. That's what they're doing for you. But you're making the music. So how is somebody else making money off of your song?
Right.
I don't understand. That boggles my mind. Like, I don't understand. But like we said, it's called intelligence, and some people just lack it in certain areas. That doesn't mean they're dumb or anything. They just don't understand the areas that they should understand because they don't have people around them that care. Like you said, they have yes men. They have yes men around them.
And the people around them don't really know them head from them toe either.
No, man. They just know they know Western Union and MoneyGram.
Oh, God.
That them know.
Okay. that's sad, though, man. That is absolutely sad.
Very much. Yes, but there are some artists out there. There are some artists out there who are aware and taking control, which is good, and I support those artists. But the ones who don't know their head from their body, I don't have nothing to do with them.
Mama, tell us about your services. Give a plug for your services. Let us know what you do and how artists can benefit from what you have to offer.
Well, I own a media company called Sus Media. And it stems from my website, which is ragasis.com, which I came up with the idea with my sister actually for the name. But since I was doing PR work for different artists, I kind of got tired of using other media forms to push my work, and I didn't have my own voice, so I decided to do my own. So what Sis Media does is we do special features for artists. We do PR services. We do social media management, anything to do with media. But we put a funness to it, and we support artists that support themselves. You understand? I don't really work with artists, established artists. I really don't work with them. They come to me, but I don't, because they don't like pay for one.
Mm-hmm.
And if it didn't work for you then, with the people you work with, it's not going to work for you and me. So I support artists that are willing to learn, I guess. You understand? And my website also does features, and we do we review rhythms. Like, a lot of art producers send their rhythms to me and they ask for my opinion, and I put the review up. And, anything to do with media, that's what I do.
Is there a charge for that, for your review?
We have packages. We have packages for everything. They can just email me at sismedia@ragasis.com, and we can talk about it, because I do believe in bartering.
Okay.
I do believe in it, and I'm saying that I do believe in it. If it's something that you can do for me, then we can work together. It's not always about money. You understand? But I do have a pick me to feed, and my internet need to be paid, my phone bill need to be paid. So, of course, you know, there are charges for certain things.
Do you think that artists really see this as what you're doing in terms of media work, because I just don't want send you a half-assed bio, which is with oh my gosh, mm-hmm. I want to send you a bio with mm-hmm. all the things. He is shouting out to the world, and
they can't do it to me. Just like they can't do it to you, that would be so disrespectful. They can't do it to me. Most people who deal with me and come to me, they know me from being a blunt and straight to the point person. You understand? So you can't send me, if you don't have a bio, say you don't have one, and then I'll find somebody to write one for you, or you know, send you to that person, and then you can come work for me. But you can't come to me unless you have things going on for yourself. Because so, I get a lot, like I said, Facebook, people, everybody's an artist, everybody's a producer. Yo, Mums, can you put this on your website and this and whatever, whatever. If you go on my website, you won't see everything that you see on such and such website. Like, I try to do different things and support different people in countries, different, all over the world. All over the world, I connect with people. So, you know, that's why I said I try to do something different than what everybody else is doing.
All right, give us the website again.
It's www.raggasuss.com.
All right, and you, if who should come and see you? Who would benefit most for coming to see you?
Who would benefit most? The entrepreneur, the hustler.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. People who are ready to hustle. If you're ready to hustle, then we can work together. But if you want to pay me to push your work, you could do that. So if you want to pay me to do it, I'm going to do it. But if you're ready to work, then we can work together. Because I have a lot of sponsors that I work with as well, okay. that I work with. And okay. they benefit from it as well, and I benefit from them. So it's one hand wash the other.
I love that. That's one of our motto here, too. Yes. My big number one DJ, I know you have one of the biggest production in the land, too. One of my favorite DJ, class and a big top class here, and really a young man who really pushed the music business to the limit that will give us some kind of success and notoriety. Tell us about your company.
Oh, well, I'm basically in charge of the production hub. We're basically located in Jamaica. And I it's like a group because we are the production hub, but we're not, say, oh, solely we're the CEOs. We have different entities under the umbrella, so it's more like a group.
Okay.
So directly for me, it's basically Angeval Productions along mm-hmm. with the production hub. So you can contact, I think locally, you can contact Alexander Bryan if you're listening in as a young producer or artist that want to get your videos out or EPKs or so on. Anything that's to do with promotion, you can link up Alexander Bryan. I'm currently in New York, but in terms of when I'm in Jamaica, you can contact us at 842-2154 or 288-0162. You can send me your emails and stuff. You can send it to Angeval. Real Films, that's ANJUVALREELFILMS@gmail.com. So it's pretty much simple, AngevalRealFilms@gmail.com. And for the radio show, if you want to send me a track, you can send me a track at AngevalRadio, ANJUVALRadio@gmail.com. So we basically cover anything in production, but our main focus right now is on short films and feature films and stuff. We did a feature film like about a year and a half ago called Secret 21. So that should be coming out for 2013. That's in post-production right now. So just look out for that. We have Crazy Productions coming, you know what I mean? But that's what we're doing. And every Thursday, you can catch it, the Entertainment Hub. It's more than just entertainment and the Knowledge Station. Thanks to Dr. M for giving me the avenue to promote upcoming artists. Basically establishing young artists, fresh release and stuff. Not necessarily young acts, but if you have a new release, we would definitely play it on air, but I'm mainly targeting the upcoming artists with conscious songs that, you know what I mean, that's really going forward. Something with longevity, nothing with no little pan and knock, and you come and give me a track and just say, play it.
I will be emailing you before the night is over.
Oh,
I think everybody else out there should support you as well.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. We need to start collaborating with our efforts until we start really, I don't know what's keeping us from getting together, and until we start collaborating our efforts, we are not going to make the changes that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. To make the change.
By the way, hold on. Where's baby father?
Huh?
What is 411 or 414?
We don't know where 411
is. It's gone. How did this disappear? I want to be. Maybe he's left on the line and don't want to say nothing.
He dropped off.
You don't call back. What kind of business? But yes, I love this show. I love it. I love the form. And I definitely will support whenever I can.
Yeah, you have to listen to their entertainment hub just pumping music on a Thursday night, 11 to 1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 1 and a half, 1, 2.
Never 3 hours. It depends upon my energy.
But it's a good pumping show, really good with excitement, up-to-dating what's going on a little bit. To the point.
That's my kind of vibe.
Yeah. Or a hot show. You get an opportunity to hear the best of the dance hall. Hey, 411 same phone went dead. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know what. Yeah, man, so we need to get on this kind of collaboration. Until we can get this kind of collaboration, we're not going to make the change that we desire. Because since we talk about this every time, every day, and we're really hurting. And what we really want to do is not to hurt, is to see the changes. And the only thing, only persons can change it is we who see it and know it. You know what I'm saying? It's we who see it and know it. Because we have to save our music. We have to try our endeavor best to save our music. At Caribbean Radio Show, as we call ourselves, the Knowledge Station, we not only try to be here just to even just have fun. We need the fun and gyration too. But we're mostly focused on bringing knowledge. And for those of you, those of the artists who wants to change, those of the artists, I've had artists call me and say, "Boy, Dr. F, because of your extensive interview of over an hour, I was able to get a documentary, so-and-so. Hey, Dr. F, somebody called me in Norway, hearing you blasting the music way up in there in Norway, where reggae music is not that very popular." These are the areas that we need to get into. These are the things that we need to help. If we really are consciously interested in getting to the music, and let me tell you something, we have to be zealous about our music, reggae music, you know, because this is the only stable economy we have. This is what drives our economy. People hear reggae music, fall in love with reggae music, and then come to Jamaica for the sea, the sand, and the breezes, and the sunshine. It's not the other way around. Music sells Jamaica by default. We do not have to do anything. Jamaica is solid in a brand. We have a lot of little not too good a branding. But overall, Jamaica is a solid brand. Everybody wants to be with Jamaica. Everybody wants to talk like Jamaica. Everybody wants to get a chance in their lifetime. I'm almost sure that one of the countries in the world that somebody a big number of people have on their wish list is to go to Jamaica and lay up in the sun. Whether to get in on one of those big eye grade trees or climb one of them, or brought down some of them limb, or whatever they do with that thing.
rent and dread attract enough people.
Yep. Grow some luck.
Oh, my gosh. We need to talk about this more often now. We need to really talk about this more often. Because it is a fact. It is a solid fact. Our food, our dreads, our everything.
I hate. Somebody told me something. Let me tell you. And this person, I mean, this was just so so revealing. Somebody said something to me. The first time, they were kind of in their cocoon, and they get an opportunity to go to Jamaica. And they would have never in their wildest dream think of the things they have done in Jamaica, including making love under the waterfall on Dunn's Riverfall in the broad daylight. So when Jamaica really brings back your groove, as Stella did go to Jamaica and get her
Stella got it.
Hey guys, I want you to say your websites again and say how we can start it with Muma. Just tell us your website one more time. We got a few minutes down on the downside of the show.
www.raggasuss.com, ragasus.com.
And that is for everything media?
Everything entertainment, everything media. It's all there. I try to keep everybody up to date with what's going on. That is important. Not everything. You can't come up there and find about Nancy Sue and Carl around the corner, but you'll find out about, you know, Mr. Vegas or people that, you know, you want to know about or want to follow.
All right. I hear you. I was trying to say, number one DJ in all the land.
I love the intro she give you.
Yeah, I think I need a drop like that. Number one DJ in the line. Anyhow, on Thursdays you can catch my show right here on the Caribbean Radio Station, the Knowledge Station. It's called Entertainment Hub. Remember, it's more than just entertainment. Every Thursday from 11 p.m. Eastern Time in Jamaica, you know, it's 10 o'clock. Sometimes I'll be on for 2 hours. Sometimes I'll go 2.5, sometimes 3 hours. It depends upon my vibe. And so that every Thursday you can catch it. And as I mentioned, if you want to get your tracks on, all you got to do is just email me, anjuvalradio@gmail.com, to get your songs played on this station. And, of course, if you want to get production side of things going, like a music video or an EPK, or if you want to find out more about my short films that I have coming out and feature films, you just got to hit me up with an email as well. This one is a little bit longer. This one is Anjuval Real Films. That's anjuvalreelfilms@gmail.com. Simple one, too. Catch me. Hit me up on Facebook, Anjuval. Pretty straightforward. And that's just about it.
All right, folks, of course, coming up tomorrow evening, you know, we have the big chatting about things that some of us don't like to really even talk about. The religious part of it, Mr. Tim Aldridge is going to be here. Our number one selling author, myself and him have a conversation every Monday right here on this station. And, of course, Andrew Bell is going to be here on Thursday, 11 to 2 a.m., or you say when. And we want to try and rope in Muma Sus into this thing too as well. Hey, in the meantime,
we need to co-host a show one of these Thursdays, isn't it?
Yeah.
You want to co-host a show with me? Oh.
I would co-host, we talk about the industry, of course. Why not?
All right. Yeah, man. No problem. We can do that. I'm up for it. Anything.
All right.
All right, darling. Y'all say, the good doc say, you're going to make some love tonight. And you're going to take care of the ones that you're loving. And we're going to be out of here until tomorrow night. Good night.
Good night.